Kingdom.
What's up, Chiefs Kingdom? We're here on Sunday, Frankfurt, Germany. Got the dub. We got it all. How you guys doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Good to see you guys.
A little stressed out, but game was probably closer than it should have been.
Absolutely.
You got the W, and now I can watch the rest of the games today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was absolutely too close. And it was – look, man, I'm sorry. I am going to say this really quick because I understand this is an entertainment business. I get that. I understand that you're in – you know, it's the first game in Germany. I get that. But look, man, missing blatant calls like that, you know, and then calling us for things that were just – ridiculous. I don't understand why it is that the Cowboys are allowed to blow somebody out 40 to nothing, but we're not allowed to do anything, and they want the momentum shift so badly. But it is what it is. That hit on Mahomes should have been called immediately. They didn't call it. The hold on Trey Smith in the middle of the field, ref within a foot of him, staring right at it, didn't call it. The hold on Chris Jones, every single play, didn't call any of them. But they did call him for bumping into a guy. You know, they gave Chris a penalty for that.
Hey, he can't do that, though.
I know, but either can a defender blasting Mahomes out of bounds.
You got to play about the rest. I agree with both of you guys. It's just
part of the game. Yeah. It is.
The offense is broken.
There was something wrong with Kelce today. I don't know.
All right, JP, why don't you give your general thoughts first, then we'll go to Caleb, and I'll finish it off.
I think they started off great. They started off exactly how they said they were going to start off, that we talked about during the show Thursday. And then they went backwards. And I don't know why. I don't know what made them not continue that success. If you've got the faith in the guys to be able to go out there and do their job, then continue to do it. Don't change it up. And it's like they made adjustments at halftime that made us worse. And I don't know what is going on, but there was something wrong with Kelce today. I'm not really sure what it was, but I did see him jogging on the sidelines kind of weirdly. He didn't have his same energy at all. He just seemed like he was out of it. And I really don't know why that is, but he doesn't look like the same guy that he looked like 4 weeks ago. There's just something going on with him, and I'm not really sure what it is, but whether it was jet lag, you know, I know they're double teaming the shit out of him, but he usually gets out of those double teams. Mm-hmm. And even with the guys that we have, and he's not doing, he didn't do that at all today. This was the worst game he's had in years.
I think I know why.
I think I do too.
There was no Taylor.
I think JP was thinking somewhere else, but yeah.
Either that or he got his pipes really clean last night. Maybe she is. Look, man, I know she's in Europe right now. I get that. Maybe they met up. I don't know.
Oh, I meant maybe the fact that he's just running around, probably partying, but I mean, that could be an option.
Yeah, I think he's got
– it is Germany. He likes beer, so.
He does like beer. Maybe he was hungover. Who knows? I mean, who knows? I don't know. But he just wasn't himself today, and I didn't like the fact that he was 14 yards away from passing Tony Gonzalez today going into this game. I don't know if he got 14 yards. I think he finally did. But he was targeted very little, and I don't know, man. It was upsetting to see him not playing up to his standard.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all. Defense, fucking phenomenal. Unbelievable defense. I'm sorry, dude, but we are the absolute best secondary in football. There's nobody that can say that we're not. We just took down the high-powered Miami Dolphins, and really, they were given at least 7 of those points. And really, in reality, if they would have called the roughing the passer call on Mahomes, I think it would have been 28-7 at that point because they were on a roll. But that just knocked the sails out of them. So, and that happens with younger guys, but it is what it is. What do you think, Caleb?
I mean, yeah, great game overall, but the offense is broken. I don't know what MVS is doing. Sky Moore did a little better. I mean, MVS had a great first catch. Pacheco did his thing. The play calling, I don't know what's going on there, but the offense is broken. Mecole Hardman, I don't know why, decided him to try to grab that punt inside the 5-yard line. I really don't understand. This is my idea of, like, if the Eagles and Dolphins can find ways to make room to bring in players and trade draft Crowder, why can't you, Veach? Why? I mean, we can't have guys like that doing that. And I'm telling you right now, if the Chiefs play the Dolphins in the playoffs, it's going to be a lot closer because they have confidence now. They have confidence. And the Chiefs have not improved offensively. If they win, it's because the defense is going to show up and show out. It's not looking good. It's not looking great. Now, Kelsey said, look, he was not doing the best. Probably jet lag could be the thing. They didn't get there till Friday. So only really there for a little bit compared to the Dolphins. So I don't know what's going to happen from the standpoint, but this offense is very concerning. Unless they go get someone off the street who can run a 4-2-4 and can do all these crazy things that can help and jump in, the rest of the season will be rough. The Eagles, not next week, but the week after our bye, they could possibly lose that one. Now, will it hurt the standings? No. But that's going to be a tough game because you're going against a team that has a GM who is actually putting money into the team and bringing guys in, making trades. I mean, the Chiefs have not really done any trades at the deadline. They haven't really signed anyone, and they've kind of kept the same old names and faces around. It's just kind of getting old at this point. And, I mean, I may be the Debbie Downer, but they're kind of looking like that team when they lost to the Bucs in the Super Bowl. They were beating up on the Bucs. They came back, and they gave the Bucs the confidence. So when they played in the Super Bowl, it was basically just a butt-whooping. If the Chiefs don't make any major moves, we're going to be seriously talking about Brett Veach's inability to draft a receiver. Why isn't Tony getting involved more? Is Matt Nagy really the right guy to call the play calls? I mean, it's coming out. But besides that, the defense was very phenomenal doing their thing. Tyreek Hill got exposed again, so I'm happy. It's like Tyreek, he wanted to go up and say, tell Andy you shouldn't have traded me. Well, we got 5 picks, and the guy who we drafted with one of your picks strips you and blocked you on the way to the end zone for a touchdown. So
that's right.
There's going to be some things going on, but I'll say this. If the Chiefs do what they're supposed to do and they have to play Miami, I think they're more favorable in their actual home stadium with the cold weather. They're going to be more favorable there in that position. So,
yeah.
Okay, I want to start with a little trivia game. Who led the team in receiving yards today?
McKinnon.
No.
It was Noah Gray with 34 yards. Wow. Who led the team in targets today? Justin Watson with 5.
That makes sense.
And he had 2 catches for 15 yards.
See, so, go ahead.
Now, this team ended the game with 185 passing yards. And we know just from watching that game that most of that came in the first half. I agree with you in the sentiment that the offense is broken. It just doesn't seem like they can get anything going. That drive where they went, 85 yards and they got the touchdown, that's the sort of offense we're used to seeing. I appreciate the fact that Andy Reid stuck with the run, right? It was not super effective early on, and it would have been really easy for him to just say, whatever, I'm done with it. Let's pass the ball. Let's put the ball in Pat's hand. But they stuck with it. They were bleeding the clock. They knew it was going to be more of a grinded out kind of game because your defense was playing so well. So I appreciate the fact for most of the game they did stick with the run because the passing game wasn't working. And it's something that he probably should have done last week, and you take that same sort of sentiment into this week.
That's a fair point.
However, this offense does seem to be broken. I mean, Noah Gray, Sky Moore, Jerick McKinnon were your top leading receivers today. MVS just cannot seem to catch a ball whenever he gets a deep opportunity. He was brought in here to be that deep threat, and he had 2 catches for 22 yards, and he had that deep ball down the field. Yeah, was he interfered with? Probably. Should it have
absolutely
been
was.
Probably. Yeah. But you know what? That ball still touched your hands.
Supposed to catch it.
You need to catch that ball because you're not going to get every call every time. The refs are human. They're not going to catch everything. They're not going to see everything. That ball hits your hands, dude. Catch the ball. You're wearing the gloves. Those gloves basically are covered in pine tar. Catch the ball. So I was frustrated with that. And Patrick Mahomes is only going to continue to see those kinds of plays get missed. And he's going to want to throw the ball to you less and less. That's what's happening.
What about Sky Moore,
Quentin? Sky is another example, right? I mean, yeah, he had 2 receptions for 33 yards today, but he had another big drop. So, you know, he had
He also had less targets today. As he was not in the game nearly as much as he was the week before.
He had that great bubble screen, which was helpful, right? That got a first down. That was his 23-yard reception. So, you know, you can see the talent there, but it just seems like this offense is consistently inconsistent. When they get the gears going, when they start to get it going, man, it looks like the offense of old. But it's like you're driving a 2001 or a 1981 truck out there, and you don't know how to drive a manual. It keeps choking out. Like, I don't understand where the problem is. The offensive line did a pretty good job today. I think it just comes down to these receivers aren't able to get open. And as the game was going on, they kept showing the stats from AWS where it was like, this is what Patrick Mahomes is doing in short passing yards on play action and deep down the field. And a ton of them were just like, hey, all of this production is coming within the 0 to 7 yard passes. And it's just like all the only stuff that seems to be working is a lot of this quick stuff. And it doesn't, you can't let that continue to happen because you need to be able to score more points than 14. Well, and that's what the Chiefs offense did today.
My question to you, Quinn, is this, do you think this is going to, they're going to just sputter out in the playoffs and lose a game they shouldn't win, lose because of this? Cause I feel like we're seeing very last similarities between now and then when the Chiefs went to the against the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. I'm seeing many consistencies.
Yeah, I don't know if it's fair to compare that performance to something that could happen just because the Buccaneers were facing a beat-up offensive line.
Yeah,
so I think that's an anomaly kind of game anyways. But I will say that this is another game that looked like a few years ago when you faced the Titans and you just couldn't get anything going and all you scored was 3 points during the regular season. You know, these are the kind of games that Kansas City will lose. When you get a team that has a decent enough defense and can take away a lot of those big plays, you know, you're not going to be able to score 28, 31, 34 points against another high-powered offense and against a decent defense if you cannot break open some of these big plays down the field. It is 2023, okay? It is a passing league. You need to be able to make some of these big plays. So I thought the offense continues to look broken. I'm going to stick with the consistently inconsistent because that's the best way I can describe this offense. Now, the Chiefs won, right? Like, this defense looks really, really good. And I think all the corners, the linebacker group specifically stepped up, right? Leo Chenault, Drew Tranquil, Willie Gay, even though he was coming to this game hurt, they played phenomenal.
Really,
I said
well,
in order for this team to beat the Dolphins, they have to take away the middle of the field, right? In between the hashes, because Miami loves to run these crossing routes and slant routes after they go in motion to figure out what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what Kansas City did. This offense or this defense is amazing. It continues to impress me about the different players that seem to step up every week. It's not the same guy. And it has been amazing to watch this defense drag this team into 7 wins. And it, to be honest with you, if one of the sides of the football is going to be broken, I would much rather it be the offense because I have more confidence that the offense is going to figure out its woes than the defense this late in the season. Because I have Patrick Mahomes, and I know that my offense is eventually going to figure out how to drive a 1981 Toyota Corolla on a manual, okay? I've got Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Eventually, it's going to figure itself out. We've got a bye week coming up. Maybe this is where you can spend some of your time trying to figure some of this stuff out. I still believe that the offense is going to figure it out. But this was just another example of an offense that you see the potential, you see the star power, you see how this offense is supposed to be run, and it just isn't running throughout all four quarters.
And what you just said makes all the sense because when you look at what they did, and they've done this numerous times throughout the season, their first drive is unbelievable. Everything is working. They got the right players in the right position. Everything looks good. Then all of a sudden, we decide just to switch it up. I don't understand the concept of taking the whole mindset, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Why are you trying to fix something that's not broken? If you're moving the ball efficiently down the field and effectively down the field with the players that you have in your first, second, and third series, why are you taking those players off the field? There's no rhyme or reason behind that. I don't know where that's coming from. I don't know why they continually do it, but over the course of really this entire season, that's what they've done. With the exception of the Chargers game and with the exception of the Chicago game. Every other game has been the same thing. And if you go back and you look, they're swapping players out. They're doing – why? Why are you doing this? If it is working and you know that Rashee Rice is going to score for you, leave him on the field. If you know that this package is working with Rashee, you know, on the outside and Tony in the slot, why are you not leaving Tony out on the field? He was used very effectively in the first series. Then he went non-existent. Mm-hmm. That to me is a broken coaching system versus a broken player system.
And that's why I'm seeing similarities earlier, because we're not putting the right players in the certain situations. So
if you can't put these guys in position to win, you might as well just hang up your season, because that's what's happening. And I noticed Andy called the first quarter of that game. He called that game. The first quarter was all Andy. After that, it was Nagy. I don't know if Nagy is seeing things that maybe he's trying different things. The experiment needs to be over.
Yeah, it should
know who is good.
Week four.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, I'm done with MVS. We know he should not be out there. I mean, it's
no. But I mean, Sky Moore shouldn't be out there. I'm sorry, but yeah, he had a couple.
This is the last thing I'll say before we move on to our offensive defensive MVPs. But I know we want to have the most stellar route runners, but we need some dogs. George Pickens was a dog, but you got Sky Moore. You need dogs. I could have caught that touchdown wide open in the end zone.
Yeah.
MVS drops balls. We could have gotten guys, but we decided to be conservative and not want to move things and do stuff. But regardless, it is what it is.
Yeah.
All right.
One last thought before we move on to our MVPs. Kansas City struggled on third down today. Now, on the plus side, you were 2-for-2 in the red zone. So you got that going for you, I guess. So you've upped that struggling percentage point of the season. But you were 3-for-10 on third down. I mean, it was you just couldn't get any drives going. And how you're able to do on third down is a big point on how well your offense was going throughout the day. On the flip side, the Dolphins were 3-for-12, right? Both of these offenses struggled today. So Kansas City, while you were 2-for-2 in the red zone, you just couldn't get any long drives going. Mm-hmm. And I just think that this offense, I think, is consistently inconsistent is what I'm going to continue to call this offense until they show me something else.
Yeah,
all right.
I agree.
Caleb, you want to start with your offensive MVP?
Yeah.
I'll be interested to see what you come up with here.
I mean, there really wasn't much to look at in certain situations, but I got to get in my offensive MVP to Pacheco. I still believe he should have got the ball on that 3rd-and-1. He would have picked it up.
I know.
He would have gave it to Clyde. It wouldn't happen if we gave it to McKinnon. I think there's a better chance, but Pacheco would have picked up that 1 yard because he just does not stop. So I just have to give it to him because he has shown consistently when we are not doing good passing, if we run the ball effectively and our offensive line can block and hold their blocks, he does very well. So I believe I have to say he's going to help us for the long run. So I'm like what I've seen out of him so far.
I agree with you, Caleb. I'm kind of tossing back and forth between the entire offensive line that kept Mahomes protected. But I'm going to have to give it to Justin Watson.
Sure.
I'm sorry, but that kid – no matter
he's a wide receiver showing up.
He's the only one showing up, and he's the most underrated wide receiver out there. People can say what they want. He's always making plays, and that's something that we need. And I think he's been phenomenal. I mean, I would have given it to Pacheco as well, but Justin Watson's he's Old Faithful, bro. He just is. He's always in the right position, and he makes the plays when needed. To me, again, another coaching mistake. He should have been on the field more.
I would love to give mine to Pacheco as well. I'm not happy about my pick, but I'm going to do it. I'm just going to give mine to Patrick Mahomes. 2 touchdowns on the day. He took care of the ball, right? He had a streak going of, I think, 4 or 5 games in a row with an interception. He didn't do that. Other than that fumble, which you have a guy coming from behind you and hits you. It's hard for any quarterback to hold on to the football there.
I agree.
He did fumble it, but that's a difficult play to avoid for Patrick Mahomes. So I'm going to give it to Patrick Mahomes. For the most part, he protected the ball. He didn't really put the ball in harm's way. I'm just going to give it to him because you already took Pacheco, Caleb.
Okay. And look, and honestly, the first couple of series, they did exactly what we said they were going to do last Thursday. Put McKinnon in the red zone. did the right things, then he was fucking non-existent again. I don't understand the concept.
Unfortunately, when your two best players on the offense, other than your quarterback, are running backs, you can only have one of them on the field.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay, then swap out one of those Sky Moore for him in the red zone. You can do that. Just because he's a running back doesn't mean he can't line up at wide receiver. I don't understand why they're not doing it as much, but that's got to stop at some point. I mean, they know who their playmakers are. It is what it is.
Defense. All right, let's talk about the fun side of the ball.
Yay. Defense.
Go, JP.
Okay. We all know everybody's going to be who's going?
You are going, who's JP. Going? Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm going to give it to Mike Edwards.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Mike Edwards is an unsung hero on this defense. He is, I don't know how the hell he was ever traded or let go of. I don't get the concept. That just blows my friggin' mind. That tells you how dysfunctional that franchise is to let that man go. Because he's been in every game this year. Mm-hmm. And he was part of the reason why he helped that strip sack get to the end zone. Mm-hmm. I mean, that strip ball from Tyreek. He's just a good player. I could give it to McDuffie all day long. I'm glad he did what he did. It's an easy route. But Mike Edwards is a hero. He's a great player. And I almost gave it to Justin Reed. But
I have to say I'm going to give mine to Willie Gay. I'll give you the easy one, Quentin. Even though he was not doing the greatest, he was back there and forced a fumble, didn't get recovered. But he was just back there several times. And he was always just do stuff over and over and over again that people weren't realizing. And if we lose him in free agency, that's going to suck, because if we need Willie Gay and Bolton, sometimes they're the only two people who show up, but they have been over time, have done so many great things. So I can't wait to see what they're going to do. But again, Willie Gay is just dominant. Wherever he goes, destruction follows him. He just knocks people out.
Most athletic linebacker in football. There's no doubt about that.
I think this entire linebacking corps stood up today. You were missing, again, for the second week in a row, you're missing your best linebacker. And you're going up against a team, you know, like we talked about earlier in the week and earlier today, you had to take away the middle of the field. That's where the Dolphins offense lives. And you're missing your best linebacker, and you stood up, right? The Dolphins offense is a run-first offense, despite what the statistics may say. They play their game off of play action, and Raheem Mostert has been a dog this year. Just ask my fantasy football team. So Raheem Mostert, to be able to shut him down the way you did, if you take out that one touchdown run, the guy ended up with 60 yards on the day. They really did shut him down. It was very impressive, and so I think you really could give it to Chenault or Drew Tranquil, really any of the linebackers, because they played amazing. They were put in a lot of bad positions. That's what good offenses do, right? They put you in positions to fail. The Dolphins tried to do that, and Leo Chenault and Drew Tranquil both stood up. I think Chenault ended with a sack on the day too, so this whole linebacker corps played phenomenal.
Very good.
You guys left me the easy guy, so I'm just going to take Trent McDuffie, because the guy forced a fumble on Tyreek Hill and just then flipped the ball to Cook. And I said this as it happened. Cook ran in for the touchdown, and I was like, that might be the coolest Chiefs defensive play I've ever seen in my
absolutely
life. I mean, I've never seen anything like that. I was sitting there and I was thinking, I was like, maybe this defense gets tired of seeing the shit that Travis Kelce does in practice, and so they're like, hold my beer, watch this. Or if you're in Germany, it's hold my pitcher and watch this, because the beers they were drinking, I'm like, you can't even order that much here at a stadium, much less just casually be drinking out of a pitcher here in Germany.
It's a culture.
So Trent McDuffie put on a show. The flip to Brian Cook for him to run that all the way to the end zone. He was doing some Russell Wilson high knees as he was going into the end zone. Yeah. Fantastic play. That's the play that won you the game. That may end up being the play of the season for the Chiefs on offense and defense. Fantastic. Trent McDuffie didn't have a penalty on the day. He was able to lock down Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. Trent McDuffie is my player of the game. There was no doubt in my mind. Fantastic player.
He's the absolute best draft pick in the secondary that I've seen out of the entire of the NFL.
No wonder the Bills were pissed.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wouldn't you be? I mean, I got that clip. I could play it, but I'm not going to. I would be pissed too if the Chiefs, you know, leapfrogged you just to get the best secondary player in football. And that's what they did.
With a pick that we, I think, was from the Tyreek Hill trade, I think.
It was.
So it worked out either way.
Trent McDuffie came from the Tyreek Hill trade.
Yeah. Because remember, they had, it was like a mid, it was like a late second or
and they traded up first round pick.
And then they traded up and jumped in front of the Bills and to draft him at 21. Yeah.
So they had two first round picks. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, because they drafted McDuffie and then they drafted Karlaftis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
All I can say is that they need to figure out what they're going to do and just do it and quit with the experiments. It's got to end at some point. You know who your best players are. Just use those guys and move forward, please, because it's not working out. It's just not working out. And offensively, they've got to get it together fairly quickly.
Yeah. My final thought on the game here is I hope you guys noticed how much Chimari Connor was on the field. And yes. I hope you're paying attention to Chimari Connor.
Because he's good.
That is a guy that is going to take the Snead role.
Yep.
L'Jarius Snead is out here playing like Rashad Breeland and just holding on to jerseys. So keep an eye on Chimari Connor. He's going to be the next Snead when they don't re-sign him in the offseason. Let's go, Connor. He's going to be great, and he will become a known name in Kansas City and around the NFL.
And I have to say something. Snead has had – I know this is a contract year. I get all of that. All that makes sense. But he is really struggling with the penalties. He's having a really hard time. I like his aggressiveness, but he's having a really hard time with the penalties. You know,
that's we why talk I said about, he's turning into Rashad Breeland.
To a degree, I mean, he's a better Rashad Breeland. I like Rashad. I always did.
I like that's Super Bowl champion Rashad Breeland. Rashad Breeland was trying to play patty cake with the wide receivers and ended up just snagging jerseys like they're on a clearance rack on Black Friday.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell happened, but regardless, a win's a win. We held the high flying Miami Dolphins to 14 points. We did our job. It is what it is. Now they just got to figure out, hey, man, whatever we're doing right, let's just keep doing that because switching it up is not going to work out.
Yeah.
With that being said, I'm happy with the win. And now I'm going to – and Philip actually gave his MVP to McDuffie, which I don't blame him. I mean, you know, it is what it is. We just got to figure it out, man. I mean, that's all it is. We just have to figure it out.
And like I said, Mahomes is in charge of the offense. Andy Reid's there. Like, this offense is going to remember how to drive a manual, but it's just a struggle until we get there. And until we get there, this defense is going to lead the team, and there's plenty of talent to do this. Good win, okay? You're 7-2. We spent most of this time talking about how poorly the Chiefs play, and they're the number one seed in the AFC. Just keep that
in mind. Isn't that fucking crazy?
The offense is playing so bad, yet they are 7-2 in the AFC. You might as well mail the Lombardi to Arrowhead Drive now, because this team is going to be fantastic all the way around. It's just taking a little bit more time than usual, and that's fine. We got a bye week, then we face the Eagles, and we'll go from there. So I want to continue to give it a little bit more time. I know it's November. I know we're in week 9, but let's just see what happens.
Hey, here's the thing. Every team that has faced us that's supposed to be high-flying, supposed to have a great offense, we have shut them down. Every team. The only team that we allowed more than 21 points was the freaking Broncos. I mean, when you really look at it. So we're doing great things. We just, again, they'll figure it out. You're right. They will get it figured out. And when they do, I feel sorry for the rest of the NFL. They will get it figured out. With this defense, I don't see the Eagles scoring more than 17 points against us. They don't have the wide receiver core that Miami has. They just don't have that. They got one great wide receiver, one. Everybody else is sprinkled in. And when you're going to start forcing that ball, like they do anyway, to A.J. Brown, we'll see what happens. But I don't see it. I don't see him scoring more than 17 on us. With that being said, I hope everybody enjoys their Sunday. I know I'm going to. So we will talk to you guys again on Tuesday. Peace out, everybody.